Welcome back to the Bob Harden Show. And now here's your host, Bob Harden.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by Naples Illustrated, bringing you infinite luxury lifestyles. Visit the website, naplesillustrated.com. Coming up, we're going to visit with our state representative, Byron Donalds. Right now, we have with us Lauren Bader. Lawson Bader. He is the president and CEO of Donors Trust. Lawson, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Bob. My pleasure.
Great to have you on the show. I thought it's very interesting to have this discussion now because we've had this recent tax law change. But before we get into all that, can you tell us about Donors Trust and what it's all about?
Sure. We are a public charity that operates a donor-advised fund. Donor-advised fund is a special fund where an individual opens an account with us and funds that through a variety of ways, whether it's appreciated stock, cash, real estate, et cetera. Gets a tax deduction for the year in which the contributions are put into the account. Those investments sort of grow tax-free. There's a lot less paperwork, and then he or she has the privilege to advise and make recommendations on charities to be supported, and we handle all the back-office work and make those grants. What distinguishes us a bit from the commercial donor-advised fund world, because what I described applies to every donor-advised fund, is that we are a missional donor-advised fund. That means we are firmly believe that private philanthropy is the best way to address civil society concerns, and we're only going to support charities that in some way do not seek to increase the size and the scope of government. And then we also are very much about protecting donor intent. So we make very strong promises with our client base that throughout the multiple generations or the years, we will be sure to continue supporting the kinds of organizations that meet with their principles of limited government, personal responsibility, free enterprise. So that's how we're a little different.
Well, that's a noble mission, and I certainly support the whole idea of what you're trying to accomplish. I would imagine one of the services you provide to your donors is that you investigate and understand which charities out there are doing a good job in terms of not only trying to support limited government, but also manage the money well.
Sure. I mean, part of, I think, what we do is, exactly as you say, in our researching of our potential grantees, it's not just the legal aspects. Are they, in fact, a bona fide IRS charity, et cetera? It's are they, in fact, committed to the mission I just talked about? Mm. Or if they're not a public policy think tank, do they have a philosophical belief that, as I said, sort of private means is the best way to address whatever the problem may be, whether it's in civics and art and education, that sort of a thing. But it's also making sure that organization continues to do what it pledges to do over the time period of a CEO change or whatnot, because just as people and generations change their mind, institutions can as well, and we want to make sure that those groups are doing what they they're going to do.
Okay, so that's a great service then to potential donors. And just backing up here about the donor-advised funds in general, the fact of the matter is that it gives the donor a chance to really manage their tax situation, but also to increase the size of their donations if the markets do well.
Well, that's right. I think that's the part about the sort of investment growing tax-free. So we, for example, offer all of our clients of several investment options that are essentially no fee based on what their short-term or long-term interests are. There are other investment funds that we can offer that there's a slightly higher fee, but the idea is you if you're unsure about where you want to give or you're unsure about what your interests are, you can take advantage of that tax situation in a given year and then spend some time trying to figure out the right plan over a period of months or even over a period of years. And you're right, if last year was a great example. So for many people, you know, their contribution was not just a tax deduction for their finances, but at the end of the year, even with activity, they actually had more to give away. And at the end of the day, that benefits the charities.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I think a donor advised fund is also useful, because of the downstream opportunity.
In other words, they can make a plan in terms of making contributions to charity in general. And as requests for charitable donations come in, or as they think about the charities like they'd like to support, well, you know, they actually have money that may have increased in value to make those donations. They simply send in a request to you, And if, in fact, it meets the standards for the donor's trust, you'll send it out.
That's correct. That's correct. It's very useful for those individuals who, you know, have the liquidity event of a sale of a business or an estate issue that they are benefiting from, or they're just having a good year where they're making more money than they know they will in the out years, and so they can take advantage of that opportunity from a tax standpoint while processing philanthropic strategy will be.
I'd like to ask about the tax law. Before I do, though, I don't want to forget to ask about your website so our listeners can write it down. To find out more, how can they reach you?
Sure. Just visit donorstrust.org.
Everything will
be there.
Donors Trust.
Donors Trust with a plural.
Okay. Donorstrust.org is the website. Now, the tax law passed, and of course, a lot of people are smiling about that, but what impact does that have in terms of charitable donations in general and specifically to Donors Trust?
Well, there's two answers to it. One is, you know, whenever you pass major legislation involving a tax law, you never quite know exactly what the impact's going to be because people are going to change their behavior. So the conversation we might want to repeat 12 months from now, and we'll see how 2018 shaped out. But what happened this last November and December, and in anticipation of the law, you saw a sudden flurry of activity about, park your money in donor advised funds. And a lot of this was I hate to say it this way, but a way of scare tactic from the commercial DAFs who saw an opportunity. I don't fault them for that. But the assumption was, well, because so many individuals and households who were itemizing their deductions were now going to potentially find it harder to do so because that threshold for deductions was being capped at $24,000. And so there was a sense last fall that you'd accelerate your multi-years contribution in 1 year, get the benefit when you have all of these opportunities for deductions, and then shut down in 2018. And that, I think, accounted for some of the growth in November, December. But the reality is, going forward in this year, the charitable tax deduction is now the only true deduction available to all individuals, especially high net worth.
Right.
Because other deductions are capped, they can now actually give even more away and take that itemization. So in many ways, it's more important this year as a tool in your portfolio than necessarily was this last fall. So we actually anticipate seeing a continued increase in the charitable contributions. And then the second part, Bob, is there was this fear-mongering that, oh, no, now we're not going to see charitable deductions, charities at all do very well. And the reality is, every single year in the United States, we give away more and more money. We are the most philanthropically minded country on the planet. And so many people give money not for purely tax reasons.
Right.
And I think it's important to distinguish that. But I think we're going to see DAFs use a lot more this year because that deduction is now that one remaining itemization that can, in fact, potentially help you out because others have been capped.
Right. So just to highlight, the fact of the matter is there is no $24,000 limitation on charitable deductions. Am I correct?
That's correct.
All right. So, you know, you can make a large deduction. It's there. There used to be, I think it was like 36 or 50% of your income was the maximum that could go to charities. Has that been revised at all in the new tax law?
It's actually been revised upward, right. It was originally, I think, up to 50% of your AGI, and it's now been, that has been increased as part of the tax overhaul. So, yes, you actually can give more away, which is all the more reason why that deduction is important.
Right. Well, it's a, and again, for example, I'm on the board of the Foundation for Government Accountability, which is how I actually met your organization. Great organization, but I met one of your representatives, and I was so impressed with the fact that he was there actually getting information and finding out exactly what the Foundation for Government Accountability was all about, and that's the kind of service that you're bringing to your investors, let's call them, or the people that want to use the donor's trust as a vehicle for making charitable contributions. By the way, do you make contributions, or will you consider contributions outside of, for example, to political or I shouldn't say political, but think tanks?
No, I know what you mean. Yes, as a matter of fact, thank you for the question, because sometimes I think there's an assumption that we're more involved with sort of the public policy think tank world. And the reality is that, no, we make grants all across the spectrum. to universities and hospitals and medical research and civic organizations and Boy Scouts and churches and synagogues and everything in between. So again, we don't look at it through a political lens. We look at it through the idea that civil society is best improved by private actors relying on private contributions. And we can do that through a variety of ways outside of the public policy world. So it's a very big tent in terms of where we are willing to make grants.
Well, I tell you, Lawson Bader, again, the president and CEO of Donors Trust, very interesting conversation. I encourage our listeners to go to the website, donorstrust.org, donorstrust.org. Lawson, very interesting discussion. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bob. My pleasure.
All right. Coming up, we're going to be visiting with Byron Donalds. He's our state representative. We're going to do that and more right here in the Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of the Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.